From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A new report finds that the surge in foreclosures in the U.S. is far from over. A research firm that tracks takeovers of homes by lenders says more than a million owners may lose their homes to foreclosure this year. That's a 10% increase over last year. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, wasn't this surge expected to be easing by now?
That's true, Craig. Many analysts were predicting it would be over by mid-2009 at the latest, but now it looks as though millions more homes will enter foreclosure over the next couple of years. I spoke with Rick Sharga of RealtyTrack, and that's an online marketplace for foreclosure properties. It's just put out a mid-year report, and Sharga says the country is now in new territory.
We're dealing with an epidemic that we've really never encountered before. In every other cycle, there was a predictability. There was an economic downturn, followed by unemployment, followed by foreclosures. So by the time you got to the foreclosures, something bad had already happened, and the economy was in the midst of working its way back out. In this particular cycle, when it started, unemployment was at historically low levels, and the economy was growing at 4%. What triggered this really was overheated home prices and bad lending practices. That left to its own probably would have resolved itself in a couple of years, but the fallout was so great that it took really the global economy down. That led to huge spikes in unemployment, which have led to the second wave.
So, Paul, what's happening now?
Well, Sharga told me that there's what he calls a third wave of foreclosures on the way on loans that were not subprime, but they're loans on properties that were overvalued and have now lost a lot of their value. Sharga is now predicting it will be at least 2013 before the backlog of foreclosed homes has worked its way through the market.
Thanks. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. The Senate takes a key vote this morning on advancing a bill to overhaul the nation's financial regulations. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says Democrats have the votes they need to block a Republican filibuster.
By cleaning up Wall Street, we're going to make sure big bankers can never again gamble away our future.
But GOP Senator Kit Bond of Missouri has a different view of the bill.
It will not prevent future bailouts. It will create another huge federal bureaucracy. Instead of punishing Wall Street, it will punish Main Street.
The legislation could reach the president's desk by the end of the week. BP is working to repair a leak on a new tight-fitting cap atop the leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. It's not clear how that work is affecting a pressure test of the well in advance of closing valves on the cap to stop or control the flow of oil. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says regardless of the success of that effort, the crisis on the Gulf Coast is far from over.
We know it's a marathon. We know it doesn't end when they cap the leak. We know it doesn't end when the oil's gone from the surface. We know it's only over when every drop of that oil is removed, when our way of life is restored to the way that it was before this spill.
This is NPR News from Washington. An Iranian nuclear scientist who claims he was abducted by the CIA a year ago has returned to a hero's welcome in his homeland. U.S. officials say he was a willing and cooperative defector who changed his mind and abruptly decided to return to Iran. The Washington Post quotes U.S. officials as saying he was paid more than $5 million by the CIA to provide information about Iran's nuclear program. The administration's special envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Holbrooke, is acknowledging that the way ahead in that region is challenging. NPR's David Wellner reports Holbrooke got an earful from skeptical lawmakers on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee's Democratic Chairman John Kerry told Ambassador Holbrooke that many wonder if the U.S. is following the right strategy. The panel's top Republican, Richard Lugar, warned of what he called a lack of clarity in Afghanistan.
I would just say that in order to have the continuing strong support of the Congress and the American people, a better sense of success and definition is going to be required.
Holbrooke replied that a new top priority for the U.S. is to have Afghan authorities lure Taliban fighters over to their side.
We all agree there's no final military solution to this war. There has to be a way to get Taliban fighters off the battlefield, and this is the route.
Holbrooke said foreign donors are giving some $300 million to the new reconciliation program. David Wong, NPR News, the Capitol.
A new report by the group Amnesty International finds that North Korea's healthcare system is in a shambles, with doctors working in hospitals that lack essential medicine, heat, and even power. The report says some physicians work by candlelight and have at times had to perform amputations without using anesthesia. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.